we decided to do the food stamp challenge to challenge people to live on the equivalent of a food stamp budget, because we wanted to bring attention to what the food stamp budget really is. The program is under fire right now in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. They're talking about cutting it again. And we said, what's it like to live on a meal budget of $1.54, which is really what this comes out to? We've challenged people to do it for one work week, which is Monday through Friday. It's $23. Just see if people can do it. Now, if you want to go out and buy one really great steak and have one meal that week, you can do that. But if you want to eat, you have to figure out a way to make it work for three meals a day for 5 days.
Who's participating in this program?
A company up in Northwest Ohio that has employees that have signed up. Several representatives of one of the daily newspapers in Ohio have signed up, reporters and editors, and they have their own blog. My staff, staff of several of our agencies, and then just individuals that have heard about it and are trying it.
It sounds like a lot of people are sharing their stories. What kind of things are you hearing?
We're hearing about some of the challenges. One person on a blog said he went out and bought two jars of generic spaghetti sauce. Oh. And as he's walking out of the store, he dropped it, and he panicked. Because he thought, oh my, what do I do now? But fortunately, they didn't break. But he had to think, what would I have done if I was on food stamps and they broke and this was what I had to eat this week?
I think a lot of people have faced challenges in their life, but how hard is it to feed yourself on such a small budget over a long period of time? I think when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's a little bit different. But people on food stamps have to do this week in and week out.
It's one thing to do it for 5 days. I've always enjoyed peanut butter, but I'm getting a little tired of it already. but I know that on Saturday I can forget about it and have something else. But if I was doing it for the long term and there is no light at the end of the tunnel, as you said, it's much more challenging and it is discouraging.
I would imagine that the difficult economy is forcing a lot of people into this position for the first time. Are the people that are applying for food stamps the first time really having a more difficult time determining how to get by?
Oh yes, we are seeing a lot of people that have not come to these programs before, and these people who worked and who played by the rules and suddenly are saying, wait a minute, what happened? There are people who used to give to the food banks, and all of a sudden now they're asking to receive from the food banks.
And I'm sure that's just putting extra stress on those food banks and food pantries that have been around for so long.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You can find out how to get more information about the Ohio Association of Community Action Agencies and how you can help on our website at wnku.org under local news. Phil Cole, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.